From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. North Coast teachers heading to Humboldt State University for the fourth annual statewide Better Together California Teachers Summit on Friday. The summit's a day to give teachers a voice and choice in their learning and an opportunity to collaborate, re-energize ahead of the new school year, and be part of a growing teacher network. The event's free, being held 8:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Goodwin Forum, Nelson Hall. The event's open to all state pre-K through 12 teachers, teacher candidates, school administrators, and other educators. The keynote address, live streamed from CSU Fullerton to all 31 sites, will be delivered by Sir Ken Robinson, an internationally acclaimed expert on creativity and innovation. Meantime, Humboldt State University's accreditation has been reaffirmed for 8 years by the WASC Senior Commission for Universities and Colleges. The organization's responsible for certifying institutions in California, Hawaii, the Pacific. In the letter formalizing the action, the group highlighted students' strong commitment to the environment and social justice, as well as the close connections between students and faculty mentors. The letter commended the university for a number of efforts and made a series of recommendations for enhancing student success. St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka recently opened a new 5-bed observation unit at the main campus in Eureka. The opening of the unit is part of a strategy to give additional beds to patients whose conditions can be treated in a short hospital stay. The primary goal in observation status is to stabilize conditions requiring hospitalization within the first 24 hours of the patient's stay. Unlike patients who are admitted to the hospital for longer lengths of stay, patients with readily treatable conditions can be quickly stabilized and then released from the hospital. The Northern California Community Blood Bank announcing Chief Executive Officer Thomas Schallert will be retiring from the blood bank on August 17th. He has served as CEO since 1990 and has been involved in blood banking since 1980. The blood bank growing substantially in the nearly 3 decades Schallert was CEO. Collections have more than doubled, a new blood center headquarters was built, and 3 bloodmobiles were added. Meeting regulatory requirements, providing a safe and adequate blood supply in a fiscally responsible manner have been the challenge over the years, and the blood bank has been successful in those areas. Well, an open house is scheduled to learn more about the Humboldt Wind Project. One is happening this evening at the Fortuna Vets Hall, and a second takes place Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Aquatic Center on Waterfront Drive in Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.